Okay, lesson 36, we're going to learn about purpose clauses. I've already covered a little bit of this under henna clauses. Henna meaning so that. And we've seen that henna takes the subjunctive. So section 1, we read the present subjunctive active forms of lego are given in section 11.8. And that's on page 59. So let's turn back there. Bottom of page 59. Left-hand column, we have the what you now know as the indicative, the regular present tense indicative, lego, leges, lege, legomen, legite, legusen. And the subjunctive lengthens the vowel of the ending. So that's given us in the right-hand column. Lego, there's no change there. Leges, second person singular. The epsilon iota diphthong lengthens to an eta with an iota subscript. Third singular, lege. Again, epsilon iota lengthens to an eta with an iota subscript. Legomen, omicron lengthens to an omega. Legate, epsilon lengthens to an eta. And legosi, the omicron upsilon diphthong lengthens to an omega. Okay? And that then is true for other tenses of the subjunctive. We're going to see that there's an aorist subjunctive. The indicative is just plain vanilla mood. Things happen or things will happen. There's a definite reality to it. The subjunctive is used for things that are a little more removed from reality. So that's true of a purpose clause. You're doing something so that something might happen. Well, that thing hasn't happened. And actually, you're not sure if it's going to happen. It's your intended purpose that it happen, but it may not happen. And generally, in English, this gets translated using the helper word may or might. And we do actually have subjunctives in English. People are not consciously aware of the fact that we have subjunctives, but we do. Okay, so back to page 217. In lesson 11, you learned that the most common uses of the present subjunctive. So for example, we found the purpose clause, hina graphes, so that you may write, hina, expressing purpose, followed by a subjunctive, eon graphosin, that's a conditional, introduces a conditional clause with eon, hos an, graphe, hos an graphe, whoever writes. So that's now another conditional, this time referring to a person. And then graphomen, let us write, which is what we call a volitive form. It's almost like a command you're issuing to yourself. And so all of those, they're using present subjunctives for different purposes. Now, compare two sentences that we get here. Elfin hina tauta poie. Elfin hina tauta poie. He came, elfin, that's an aorist, so past action. Hina tauta poie, so that he might do these things. And poie there is a present subjunctive. And the second sentence, elfin hina tuta poiese. Elfin hina tuta poiese. He came so that, and now poiese, we have an aorist subjunctive. So you'll recognize that there's a sigma there for the aorist stem. He came so that he might do this. Now, we've also changed from tauta to tuta, accusative neuter plural to neuter singular. That's just for the sake of variety. What difference is there between poie and poiese, the present subjunctive and the aorist subjunctive? Well, poie, the present subjunctive, indicates repeated action. So he came that he might do these things and keep on doing them, versus the aorist, poiese, indicates a single or completed action. He came so that he might do this. Looking back on that now, it has the doing of it is over and is viewed as a single action. Number two, We again have a couple of sentences, one with a present subjunctive and one with an aorist subjunctive. A, proseferon auto ta paideia hina auton haptetai. Proseferon auto ta paideia hina auton haptetai. Haptetai. So this was a rough breathing there. Proseferon, from prospero, they were bringing towards. Fero is to carry. Prospero is to carry towards. Proseferon is a imperfect, so ongoing action in the past. They were bringing to him the children, ta paideia, which we get things like pediatrics and words like that. Hina auton haptetai, so that he might touch them. And then B, proselphon auto poloi hina autu hapsontai. Proselphon auto poloi hina autu hapsontai. Poloi, that's many, many people. Proselphon came, now as an aorist, to him, hina autu hapsontai, so that he might touch them. And now the verb is haptomai. Add a sigma, so the stem, the present stem would be hapt. Add a sigma to the end of that, you get hapts. And then that, the p, the tau, and the sigma combine to a psi. So haps is the aorist stem. Hapsontai, then aorist subjunctive. So A, the present subjunctive indicates repeated action. He kept touching the children as people kept on bringing them. And so haptetai, third person singular present subjunctive, middle of haptomai. And then hapsontai indicates single action as an aorist subjunctive. Many people came to him, but each needed to touch him only once. Number three, we have a tisson didomen. Tisson didomen. Tisson, interrogative pronoun. Dative, singular, dative, plural, to which people, to which ones, didomen should we be giving? Didomen, present subjunctive, first person, plural. Or to whom should we keep giving, i.e. viewing the giving as an ongoing action. Versus B, domen, a me domen. Domen, a me domen. Domen. Aorist subjunctive now, we give, or shall we give, or something like that. A is or, and then remember, a subjunctive is negated by may and not by u. May domen, or should we not give? And we have to turn all that into a question. And add this element of, sort of, it's this volitive form. Should we give, or should we not give? There as aorist subjunctives indicating one-time actions without. So Dobson notes top of the page 218. In A, didomen indicates continued or repeated action. And B, domen indicates the act of giving without reference to its repetition or continuity. So the action is viewed as either being just a singular action or a complete action. Now you can really think of it. C says there, without reference to its repetition or continuity, you can think of it as being plain vanilla sentence. Okay? So, that shouldn't be new for you. We've, over the last number of weeks, we've been getting the sense of the difference between the aorist and the present that applies to all sorts of things. It applies here to the subjunctive. We've seen that for infinitives, participles, things like this. And this is the fundamental divide within the verb system in Greek, is this distinction between actions viewed as ongoing and actions viewed as complete. And we call that, we tend in grammar now to call that aspect, that it's an aspect-based grammar system. Okay, section two, some more vocabulary. Apothnesko. I die, and the aorist is apethanon, apethanon. So we have an abbreviated stem there. Notice the epsilon after the prefix for past tense, apethanon. And then these aorist stems that have abbreviated, these aorists that have abbreviated stems tend to take the endings of the imperfect. So that's why we have on as the ending there. Tethnica. Tethnica is, we want to guess as to what tense that is? Perfect. It's perfect. So we've got this reduplication of the initial letter, right, for the perfect tense. So except the theta simplifies, as it were, to a tau. And perfects usually end in kappa alpha.
The perfect is completed action.
Well, it's completed action that has ongoing effect into the present. So I have died. I'm over and done with my business of dying, but I'm still dead. Then, next word, hothanatos. Hothanatos, meaning death. And the related verb is thanatao. Thanatao, I kill or put to death. Ha-ion. Ha-ion, meaning the age. And Ionios, Ionios is a genitive meaning of the age and can then mean long ago, eternal. And then we have the expression aston Iona, aston Iona, meaning into the age. And that would be the Greek expression for forever. It's the idea of into the age, which is the age to come, when everything is put right. And so there's this distinction between the present age and the age to come. Nekros. Nekros, meaning dead, from which we get necropolis, a word for cemetery and things like that. Ha nekros. Ha nekros means the dead man. So you're taking an adjective, adding the article to it, and thereby essentially turning it into a noun, what we call a substantive. Nekrao. Nekrao, I put to death. I mortify. Our English word mortify comes from the Latin equivalent for that. Hodulos. Hodulos, the slave or the servant. And we have a number of words related to that, what we call cognate words. Hei duleia. Hei duleia, meaning slavery. Duluo, duluo, meaning I serve, in the sense of serving as a slave. There is another word for serve, diakoneo, from which we get deacon. And dulao, dulao, meaning I cause somebody else to be a slave. Ha diakonos, ha diakonos, meaning servant, from which we get deacon. Then hei diakonia, meaning the service or serving, and diakoneo is the verb, diakoneo, meaning I serve or I look after or I care. Some adverbs, nun, nun, meaning now, hote, hote, meaning when, hotan, hotan, whenever, tote, tote, then, and pote, when, asked as a question. So hote is when, just used as a conjunction, and pote is when used as a question. Eos, heos, heos, meaning until, and heos an, heos an, also means until. The distinction between those two is that heos, the time is definite, heos an, that element of an introduces a degree of uncertainty into it, of conditionality, and we've seen that of an before. And dia, finally, dia, preposition meaning through or by means of. And we have dia-to, dia-to meaning through him, dia with genitive. Okay, section 3, 6 sentences to translate. Number 1, elthen hina ho kosmos sothe, kai apethanen hina ento ioni to erkomeno, zoein ionion echomen dia-to. Elthen hina ha kosmos sothe, kai apethanen hina en to ioni to rekomeno zoein ionion echomen diao tu. Elthen, he came, so aorist, third singular, and then a hina clause, so that, and the verb is in the subjunctive, sothe. Sothe, and we have a theta eta there as well as other things, so this is an aorist passive subjunctive. Sotso is the verb in the active voice, sotso. So sothe here as an aorist subjunctive, that the world, an aorist passive subjunctive, so the world might be saved. Kai apethanen, and he died. So apethanen, there an aorist, and another hina clause, so that, and the verb here is echoben. We might have, as a present subjunctive, first plural, we might have the object of that verb is zoen ionion, a life, eternal life. And then a couple of prepositional phrases, ento ioni to erkomeno, in the age, to erkomeno, the coming one, the coming age, and diao to, through him. Okay, so you see how that sentence is working? You have to poke around a little bit to get the verb and the direct object. Number 2, meti ha diakonos erketai hina diakonethe, uchi erketai hina diakone. Meti ha diakonos erketai hina diakonethe, uchi erketai hina diakone. So this is set up as a question. Start with, leave off the first word, ha diakonos erketai, the servant comes, hina diakonethe, so that he might be served. Diakonethe, the verb diakoneo, here again we have theta, eta, you may remember aorist passive, so this is aorist passive subjunctive. The servant comes so that he might be served. But now, meti, you turn that into a both a question and a sort of a getting, does a servant come so that he may be served? Expected answer, no. Erketai hina diakone, he comes so that he might serve. And then that too is a question now with uchi, does he not? And so now we want to turn this into a question that is expecting yes as an answer. Doesn't he come so that he may serve? Number 3, hodulos u metson estin tu kuriu autu, ude ha diakonos metson tu basileos. Hodulos u metson estin tu kuriu autu, ude ha diakonos metson tu basileos. Hodulos, the slave. Dobson translates it as a slave, but we really view it as the slave, viewed as a sort of a theoretical entity, the slave as a generic entity. So translating as a slave certainly works fine. The slave as a generic entity, u metzon estin, is not greater than, remember metzon, greater than, to kuriu, out to his master. And that's put in the genitive, the thing that, so the other object of metzon. Ude, meaning nor, ha diakonos, the servant, greater than the king. Basileus we had as king. Okay. 4. Meti ha doulos metzon estin tu pempsantos auton. Meti ha doulos metzon estin tu pempsantos auton. Ha doulos metzon estin, the slave, is greater than ha pempsantos, a participle, aorist participle, pempo is the verb, so pempso, pempsa is the aorist stem, the one who sent him. And now we need to turn that into a question with meti expecting a negative answer. So the slave is not greater than the man who sent him, is he? Expected answer, no, he's not. 5. Hate elthen pros ton patera, apen auto ha pater. Ha adelphos su hutos necros ein, kai ezesen apollolos ein, nunda urethe. Hate elthen pros ton patera, apen auto ha pater. Ha adelphos su hutos necros ein, kai ezesen apollolos ein, nunde hurethe. Hate, when, just as a statement rather than as a question, elthen, he came, erist, third singular, proston patera, to the father, apen auto ha patera, the father said to him. Ha adelphos su, your brother, hutos, demonstrative pronoun, this one, your brother, this brother here, necros ein, was dead, kai ezesen, he lives, he came alive. So aorist of za'o, the verb is za'o, sigma there indicates we have an aorist stem, epsilon on the front also shows it sits in the past. So he came to life, viewed as a completed action in the past, but implication being, and he's still alive. Apollolos ein, he was lost, nunde urethe, but now he has been found. Verb is heurisko, urethe, theta eta, indicating that's a aorist passive. So this would be what the father would say to the eldest brother after the return of the prodigal son. And 6, hotan hahuyas tu anthropu ek necron anaste aionion doxan dose pasin tois pepis dukasin esta onoma autu. Hotan hahuyas tu anthropu ek necron anaste aionion doxan dose pasin tois pepis dukasin es ta anima autu. Hotan, when or whenever, hahuyas tu anthropu, the son of man, ek nekron, from the dead, or out of the dead, anaste, rises, so hotan takes a subjunctive, anaste, anistomi is the verb, anaste, aorist subjunctive. When the Son of Man has risen from the dead, aionion doxon dose. Dose, he will give aionion eternal glory. Doxon, glory. Pasin tois pepistukosin, to all who have believed. Pepistukosin, from pistuo. So the pepistukosin indicates it's perfect, a reduplication of the first letter of the stem, the P. All who have believed, esta anima autu, in his name. Section 4. Read carefully, and then see if we can make a bit of translation of this. So, Number one, I'll read it through first, and we can all read it together. Hepta adelphoi esan, kai ha protos eleben gnaika, kai apothneskon uk ade afeken technon, kai ha deuteros elaben altein kai apethanen, kai ha tritos hos autos, kai ha tetartos, kai ha pemptos, kai ha hektos, kai ha hebdomos. Kai hoi hepta uk afeken technon, eskaton panton kai he gune apethanen. Hepta adelphoi esan, kai ha protos eleben gunaika, kai apothneskon uk afeken technon, kai ha deuteros eleben altein, kai apethanen, kai ha tritos hos autos, kai ha tetartos, kai ha pemptos, kai ha hektos, kai ha hebdomos, kai hoi hepta uk afekan technon, eskaton panton kai he gune apethanen. You understand any of that? You want to have a go at
something to do with seven brothers and one wife?
Right. The title tells us that. So.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, I think I kind of got the protos, the deuteros.
Okay. Hepta adelphoi esan. Hepta adelphoi esan. Okay. There were seven brothers. Esan, imperfect third plural. Kai ha protos eleben gnaika. Eleben, yeah, to take or to receive. Verb is lambano, take or receive. And eleben is the aorist. For that verb we have an abbreviated stem. Lab is the aorist stem. The first took a wife, took a woman. The understanding of his wife, this is a Hebrew idiom that carries on over into the Greek New Testament. Kai apothneskon uk afeken technon. Well, apothneskon, what form is that? If you parse that, it's a participle, okay? Afeken. The me verbs, and we had afiemi, I leave, I allow, I forgive, I let go, sort of wide range of meanings. So afeken there will be the aorist of that third singular. So, and the apothneskon is the participle and present participle, and dying. He did not leave, let go, technon, children. Okay, and child. Kai ha deuteros eleben altein. Okay, and the second took her, kai apethanen, and died. Yep. Kai ha tritos hos autos. Have a guess as to what that is. Likewise, okay? So you recognize it begins with hos. Hos was as or like. So hos autos would be likewise, like this. Kai ha tetartos, kai ha pemtos, kai ha hektos, kai ha hebdomos. Yeah. Kai hoi hepta uk afekan technon. Okay, and all, and the seven did not leave a child. They didn't have any children. Eskaton panton kai he gune apethanen. Eskaton panton kai he gune. Okay, last of all. Okay, and kai, remember kai can mean and or it can mean also. So also the wife died. Well, let's do number two quickly. Epen ha basilus aute. Aiteson me ha Ean theles kai doso soi, kai exalthusa epen te metri autes, te aite somai, Eide Efe, Tain Kephalen Ioannou tu baptizontos, Kai Aeselthusa, Euthus proston basileia, Apen auto, Thelo hina dos moi Tain Kephalen Ioannou tu baptistu, Kai apothanontos to Ioannou, Elthon hoi mathetai autu, Kai eran ta ptoma autu, Kai ethekan auta en nemeo. Epen ha basilus aute. Epen ha basilus aute. Aiteson me ha ean theles. Kai doso soi. Kai exalthusa. Epen te metri autes. Te aitesomai. He de efe. Tain kephalein Ioannou tu baptizontas. Kai exalthusa. Euthus. Proston basileia, epen auto, fellow hina dos moi ten kephalein Ioannou tu baptistu, kai apothanontos tu Ioannou, elthon hoi mathetai autu, kai eran ta ptoma autu, kai ethekan auta en nemeo. Epen ha basileus aute? Okay, the king said to her, Aiteson me ha ean theles, kai doso soi. Aiteo is I ask. So he says, Aiteson me ha ean theles. So Aiteson, it's imperative. I think I'll be able to recognize that. So ask me ha ean theles. Yeah, essentially, whatever you want. So ha is a relative pronoun, a neuter. Aeon adds this element of the ever. So you could take ha as being what, and then the aeon adds the ever elements, whatever. So it's this element of conditionalities, whatever there. Theles, and because we've got the aeon there, that takes the subjunctive. Theles is second singular present subjunctive. You wish, you desire. Kai doso soi? I will give it to you. Doso, there is a future tense. I will give to you. Kai exalthusa, epen te metri autes. Exalthusa, do you recognize what that is? Well, it's got an aorist stem, the elf, right, of Urkamai. Usa has an ending. Feminine. It's feminine singular. Anything else about it? So this is a participle. Usa is nominative feminine singular ending. And the endings are on, usa, on. So exalthusa, aorist participle of exurkamai, go out. So, and going out, apen te metri autes. She said to her mother, so having gone out, she said to her mother, Te aitesomai. What shall I ask? E he de efe. Efe is an aorist of, goes with apen. He de efe is, essentially is but she said. Now, where do we get that? Ten kephalein Ioannou tu baptizontos. Yeah, so she said, the head of John the Baptist, kai aeselthusa euthus proston basileia epen auto. Aeselthusa? Okay, so same form as exalthusa, so aorist participle, and having gone in, euthus. Euthus is immediately, proston basileia, to the king, epen auto, said to him, Thelo hina dos moi ten kephalein Ioannou tu baptistu. Okay, I desire that you give me the head of John the Baptist. So hina with a subjunctive, dos the subjunctive, it's an aorist, abbreviated stem, da, lengthened vowel. kai apathanantos tu yuanu, elphon hoi methetai el tu, well, to start with, kai apathanantos tu yuanu. Okay, so from apathnesko I die, the eristem apathanon, in this case it's an aorist participle, apathanantos tu yuanu, and it's a genitive absolute. So having killed John, then elphon hoi methetai autu, his disciples came, kai eran toptoma autu, and picked up, carried his corpse, kai ethekan auta en nemeo. And they put him in a tomb, and you recognize what possibly ethekan might be. Ethekan. This is from Tithemi. Tithemi, I put, I place. The aorist stem is the, theta epsilon. So ethekan, the aorist from Tithemi. They laid him, put him in a tomb. Okay, so that's the story that basically is from Mark chapter 6. We'll skip over the reading from John for the time being, and hopefully we'll come back to that as we get to the end of the chapter. I want to cover section 5 and look at these various ways of expressing purpose in Greek, in the Greek New Testament. There are several different ways of doing this. Firstly, henna followed by the subjunctive. So, for example, Mark 1:38, agomen alakou henna kai eke keruxo, agomen alakou henna kai eke keruxo, agomen, let us go, subjunctive expressing a wish, alakou somewhere else, elsewhere, let us go elsewhere. And then henna, expressing the purpose, so that I may preach there also. Kai there, used in the sense of also, eke, meaning there. And kuruxo, the verb kuruso, to preach. And kuruxo as aorist subjunctive. And it has kuruxo. The confusing thing about first singular is that it will have the same form. First singular subjunctive has the same form as first singular indicative. But in this case, you could guess it's a subjunctive from the fact that we have a henna preceding it. 1 John 1:4, tauta graphamen hemes henna hechara humon e pepleromene. Tauta graphamen hemes henna he kara humon he pepleromene. Pepleromene. Tautographomen, we write these things, and hemes, henna, expressing the purpose, he kara humon, your joy, kara is joy, and a is present subjunctive, third singular. The way to avoid getting that confused with some of the, with, like, for example, or, is to recognize there's an iota subscript to it. So that it, your joy might be pepleromene, full or complete, from plerao to fill, pepleromene as perfect. So that's the first way of expressing purpose, henna plus a subjunctive, quite common in New Testament. Second way is with an infinitive. Mark 2:17, uk elphon kalesai dekaius, uk elphon kalesai dekaius, uk elphon, I did not come, kalesai, from kaleo, kaleo, I call. Here we have an aorist infinitive, notice a sigma at the end of the stem. The present infinitive would be kalein. Remember, ein, epsilon, iota, nun, standard ending for present infinitive, and then for standard ending for an aorist infinitive is alpha, iota, kalesai. John 21:3, hupago eliuein, hupago eliuein. I'm going to fish. Eliuein, there we have the standard present infinitive ending here of eliuo. Mark 10:45, uk eilthen diakonesenai alla diakonesai. Uk eilthen diakonesenai alla diakonesai. Diakonesenai, that theta eta with nai ending, theta eta indicating aorist passive, and thenai, that's a standard aorist passive infinitive ending. To be served, diakonesai, we have the sigma for aorist, and I for the aorist infinitive ending. So he did not come to be served, but to serve. So two aorist infinitives, one passive, one active. So that's the second way of expressing purpose, is with an infinitive. Third way is using eis or pros, followed by what we call an articular infinitive. So ta, the neuter article, plus an infinitive. Poiesusin semeia pros ta apoplanon planan. Poiesusin semeia pros ta apoplanan. Poiesusin, they will do signs. Semeia is means signs. So as to deceive, apoplanan. Planao is to deceive, to go astray, to wander. So pros plus ta plus an infinitive. Pros plus an articular infinitive. 2 Corinthians 1:4, ha parakalon hemas epe passe te flipse hemon, eis ta denasthai hemas parakalain tus en passe flipse. Ha parakalon hemas epe passe te flipse hemon, eis ta denasthai hemas parakalain tus en passe flipse. Ha parakalon, the comforter, parakaleo, it's really, if you look at its components, parts, it's like to call alongside, but parakaleo is to comfort. We talk of the paraclete. Jesus says in John 17, he's going to send a comforter, a paraklesis, to comfort, to parakaleo. So parakalon, the one who comforts, hemas us. Epipasse te flipse hemon, in all our flipse is tribulation, trouble, in all our tribulation. Eis ta denasthai hemas, so eis plus an articular infinitive, so that we might be able, the denasthai from dunamai. And now with dunamai we expect another infinitive complementing it. That's parakalein, to comfort, tous en passe flipse, all those who are in any or all trouble. Okay. And you may be familiar with this opening statement of 2 Corinthians 1, where Paul uses this idea of comforting a lot of times in those first few verses. Okay, so that's the third way of expressing purpose, eis or pros, with an articular infinitive. And then four, we have hopos, followed by a subjunctive. Hopos plus subjunctive. Matthew 2:8, apangelate moi, hopos kago elthon proskeneso auto. Apangelate moi, hopos kago elthon proskeneso auto. Apangelate, so angelo is to announce or to give a message or something. Apangalo is to the sense of coming back from with a message. So bring back a message to me. Hopos proskeneso, so that I may worship. So that I also, kago, this might be the first time for seeing this. Kago is a contraction of kai ego, I also, and those two get contracted together into kago. It's reasonably common in the New Testament. So that I also, elthon, going or having gone, may worship him. Proskuneo is the word to worship. It's the sense of falling down on your face before someone, paying homage. Acts 9:2, hopos eon tinas hure agage es Jerusalem. Hopos eon tinas hure agage es Jerusalem. Hopos, now, so that, expressing the purpose. Eon tinas, anyone, or whomsoever, we might think of it as being. Hure is the subjunctive, going with the hopos. Hure, third singular, aorist subjunctive of heurisko. So that he might find. Aeon adds a sense of conditionality to it. If he might find someone, anybody, or some tinas, sort of an indefinite pronoun, plural, accusative. If he might find some people, agage, another subjunctive, he might lead to Jerusalem. Okay, so those are the four basic ways of expressing purpose in the Greek New Testament. The first three are certainly common. The fourth one, a little less common, but certainly we have it in the New Testament. Section 6, the distinction between hina and hopos. Hopos basically means how. So while hina focuses attention on the purpose of an action, hopos focuses attention also on the way it is to be carried out. So hopos can sometimes be translated so that in this way. As for example in 2 Corinthians 8:14, hina kai ta ekenon perisuma genetai es ta humon husterema hopos genetai esotes. Hina kai ta ekenon perisuma genetai es ta humon husterema hopos genetai esotes. So that, or so that in this way, so that also, that's the kai, ta ekenon perisuma. Perisuma is, peruso is that which is overflowing. So perisuma is then their surplus. It's this stuff that's overflowed beyond what they need. Ta ekenon, the surplus of, and ekenon, those ones. Genetai, from genomai, might be es ta humon husterema, might be to your lack, husterema. Hopos, so that, or so that in this way, we're seeing that hopos also focuses attention on the way something happens, so that in this way, genetai esotes, there might be equality. Okay, so that's a nuance of hopos. Section 7, more detail about hina. Hina is a word that links clauses or parts of sentences together. Care must be taken in translating it, as the links it expresses are of several different kinds. Always read the whole sentence carefully before you decide how to translate hina. And this is where doing outlines is helpful in separating out a hina clause. One, hina most commonly expresses purpose. Mark 3:14, kai epoiesen dodeka hina osin metautu. Kai epoiesen dodeka hina osin metautu. And he, epoieo, we think of as to do or to make, here has the nuance of he appointed. So he appointed Dodeca 12 so that they might be with him. And osin there, third plural indicative of Amy is usi. So you lengthen that vowel, you get osin, they might be with him. Hina, second usage of hina is it introduces a request. Mark 5:18, parakale auton hina metautu e. Parakale auton hina metautu e. Parakale, so parakaleo, to comfort here in the sense of entreating, of begging, of he begged him so that he might be with him. A there, third singular subjunctive present tense of Amy. Mark 5:23, hina epithes tas cheras aute. Hina epithes tas cheras aute. So that an epithes. Do you recognize that? Okay, yeah. So epitiphemy. Epitiphemy again, which has the stem aristem theta epsilon. It's a very brief little aristem. Might be difficult to recognize it, but this is a, the tithemy verbs are going to occur often enough that you should eventually get to learn that. And epi as a as a prepositional prefix meaning upon. So epithes, aorist of place upon. That he might, or that you might place your hands upon to her or on her. So it's a request that's being made, and then we don't really speak that way in English, so turn it into good English. You hear he's put it as, please lay your hands on her. John 17:15, uk eroto hina ares autus ek tu cosmu alhina tereses autus ek tu poneru. Uk eroto hina ares autus ek tu cosmu alhina tereses autus ek tu poneru. Uk eroto, I do not ask. The content of that request, hina ares, that you might take them, carry them, lift them, autus ek tu cosmu, out of the world. Al hina, but that you, tereses, might keep them, from tereo, to keep, to guard, that you might keep them, ek tu paneru, from the evil one. Thirdly, hina can be used to introduce a command or prohibition. So John 15:12, haute estin he entole he eme, hin agapate alelus. Haute estin he entole he eme, hin agapate alelus. Haute, so a demonstrative pronoun, houtos haute. Huton, this, referring to the he entele he eme, the commandment, my one. This is my commandment. Hina agapate, that you might love one another. Mark 3:12, Paula epetima autois hina me auton phaneron poiesosin. Paula epetima autois hina me auton phaneron poiesosin. So he sternly or strictly commanded them. Hina me, so now gives instead of a command, it gives a negative command, a command to not do something. So it's a prohibition. Auton phaneron poiesosin, to make him known. Phaneron, sort of, to make evident or clear or apparent. Mark 6:8, parengalein autois hina maiden irosin. Parengalein autois hina maiden irosin. Parangalo, he ordered them, he commanded them, hina maiden irosin, that they should take nothing. take nothing, bear nothing, carry nothing. Fourthly, hinna describes or explains what comes before it, and here has a sense of that. John 4:34, hemon broma estin hinna poieso to thelema to pempsantos me. Hemon broma estin hinna poieso to thelema to pempsantos me. So hemon broma estin, my food is, broma their food. Hina poiese, so that I might do, ta thelema, the will of pemsantas me, the one who sent me. John 17:3. Haute de estin he aionios zoe, hina gnoskosin se ton monon alethinon theon. Haute de estin he aionios zoe, hina gnoskosin se ton monon alethinon theon. Haute, demonstrative pronoun, this is eternal life. Hinas, that, or that they might know. Gnoskosin, from gnosko, se, there's the object, direct object, they might know you. Ton monon alethinon theon, the only true God. And then fifthly, hina may indicate a result or consequence. Tis himarten hina tiflos genethe. Tis himarten hina tiflos genethe. Tis, interrogative pronoun, who sinned? Himarten, from hamartao, hamartano, to sin. Who sinned so that he might be born blind? And Galatians 5:17, tauta gar allelois antiketai hina me ha ean thelete tauta poiete. Tauta gar allelois antiketai hina me ha ean thelete tauta poiete. Gar, so for, as the second word, these things antiketai allelois are opposed to each other. Ideas, they lie against each other. Hiname, so that not ha aeon, ha relative pronoun, so that, and you can think of the ha aeon as whatsoever, so that as not whatsoever you wish, these things you do. I.e., so that ha aeon thelete, so that whatsoever you wish, me tauta poeta, you do not do these things. So hina there, expressing a result or consequence, but it's the difference between purpose and result is a really, really fine line. Hina is used for both. So because hina may indicate a result rather than a purpose aimed at, it is not always easy to know how to translate it. And it can often be really difficult to distinguish. Is it a purpose clause or a result clause? Consider these two possible translations of Matthew 26:56. Tuta de holon gegonen hina plerothosin hygraphai ton prophetone. Tuta de holon gegonen hina plerothosin hygraphai ton prophetone. Tuta de holon, all of this, holon, all, tuta, it's the neuter singular. All of this gaganen happened so that plerothosin might be fulfilled, the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Hygraphai, the scriptures, the writings of the prophets. So, do you translate that as a purpose? This all happened so that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled? Or do you translate it as a result? This all happened, and with the result that what the prophets had written was fulfilled. And that's just a nuance of translation. That's one of the things you can imagine the translators around a table hammering out. Well, do we translate it as a purpose or as a result? Now, I think the beauty of leaving it as A is it leaves it ambiguous. in English, and you could take A as being either purpose or result. With B, you essentially have then limited it to being the result. So that's henna, frequently used conjunction, gives its range of usages there. Okay, well, how about we take like just a couple of minute break, and then we could take a little look at John 3, 13 to 21, our reading. Okay, let's see what progress we can make on John 3, 13 through 21, page 255 in your Reader's New Testament. Kai udes anabebeken eston uranon e me ha ek tu uranu katabas. Ha huyas tu anthropu, kai kathos mouses hupsosen ton hofen ente eremo hutos hupsothenai dei ton huyon tu anthropu. Hena pas ha pestuon en auto eche zoen aionion. Hutos gar egapesen ha theos ton cosmon, hoste ton huion ton monogene eroken. Hena pas ha pestuon eis auton me apoletai aleche zoen aionion. U gar apestelen ha theos ton huion eis ton cosmon, hina krine ton cosmon. Al hina sothe ha cosmos di autu. Ha pestuon eis auton ha krinitai. Ha de me pestuon ede kekritai. Hati me pepistuken eis ta onoma tu monogenus huyu tu theu. Haute de esten he chrysis hati ta fos eleluthen eston cosmon kai agapesan hoi anthropoi malon ta skatos e ta phos. Hengar auton panera ta erga, pasgar ha faula prason misse ta phos kai uk erketai pros ta phos, hiname elenkthe ta erga autu. Hod de poion ten alethean erketai prostophos hena phanerothe altu ta erga hati en theo esten ergasmena. Okay, back verse 13. Kai udes anabebeken eis ton uranon e me ha ek tu uranu katabas. Ha huyas tu anthropu kai kathos mouses hupsosen ton hofen ante eremo hutos hupsothenai de ton huyon tu anthropu. Hina pas ha pestuon en auto eche zoen aionion. Hutos gar egapesen ha theos ton cosmon hoste ton huyon ton monogene eroken, hina pas ha pestuon eis auton me apoletai al eche zoen aionion, u gar apestelen ha theos ton huyon eis ton cosmon, hina krine ton cosmon, al hina sothe ha cosmos diautu. Ha pistuon eis auton u crinitai, ha de me pistuon ede kekritai, hati me pepistuken eis ta onoma tu monogenus huyu tu theu. Haute de esten he chrysis, hati ta phos eleluthen eis ton cosmon kai egapesan hoi anthropoi malon tos katos he ta phos. En gar auton panera ta erga, pas gar ha faula prason misse ta phos kai uk erketai pros ta phos. Hina me elenkthe ta erga autu, hoi de poion ten alethean erketai pros tafos hina phanerothe autu ta erga hoti en theo estin egarsmena. Okay, verse 13. Kai udes anabebeken eston uranon. And anabebeken, we're told, number 19, is the perfect of anabino. So you'll notice there that the duplication of the first letter of the stem, as we would expect, happens after the prepositional prefix. So anabebeken, perfect of from anabino to go up. So kai udes anabebeken eston uranon eme ha ek tu uranu katabas. Okay, and kai udes is no one. Anabebeken has gone up into heaven. So perfect past action with ongoing results into the present. No one has gone up into heaven. Eme is except ha ektu urnu katabas, the one who has come down from heaven, out of heaven. And who is that? Ha huyas tu anthropu, the Son of Man. Kai kathos mouses hupsosen ta ofen ente eremo. And hupsosen, we're told there's some hupsao, I lift up. And hophis is snake or serpent. Kathos, you remember that? So, and just as Moses lifted up the snake into Eremo in the desert, in the wilderness, hutos. So you see, we've got the kathos and the hutos. Just as so. Or in this way, or thus, or... Remember, hutos is a demonstrative pronoun, and if you lengthen the ending os to os, it becomes an adverb related to that. So in this way, hupsothenai dei ton huion tu anthropu. If you can work this out. Dei? Remember dei? Day is, it is necessary. It is necessary. And it's going to take there's a complementary infinitive. It's necessary for something to happen. So, hupsothenai. Okay, we've got hupsao. And thenai, what's that? Recognize that ending? Thenai. Aorist passive. Infinitive. Aorist passive infinitive. Okay, yeah. It's necessary that the Son of Man be lifted up. Aorist passive infinitive. So just as Moses lifted up the serpent, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Hina, so now we get a purpose clause. Hina pas ha pistuon en auto eke zoen aionion. Okay, good. So all who believe in him, eke, might have, from echo, subjunctive, eternal life. Hutos gar egapesen ha theos ton kosmon. Well, you all know the English, but you don't know the context of this, right? And you don't know how this is fitting in with the argument. Okay, so we've just had a kathos and a hutos. So just as so in this way, now we get hutos again. Hutos gar. Well, no, that was the kathos, was the just as. Now the hutos is in this way. For in this way, God loved the world. Hoste. Hoste is so that, or in order that, or thus. Hoste ton huyon ton monogene edoken. He gave, yep, his son the ton monogene, and we're told that the monogenes is the only, sort of the only born, his only son. So now in the previous verse, it was the kathos and the hutos that were going together. Now it's the hutos and the hoste. For in this way, God loved the world, and then thus is now giving us how it was, what he did, that he gave his only son. Hina pas hapistuon, esauton, so that all who believe in him may apolitai, may not perish, but have eternal life. Echo, to have.
What tense is that echo?
Eke, there is, no, that's present subjunctive. The verb is echo, so third singular present indicative would be eke. And now we've just had a lengthening of the vowel to epsilon, to eta, the iota subscript. And that iota subscript with an eta, that's one of the things that gives it away, is being subjunctive. Plus, you would expect it's a subjunctive after we've had a henna. So you notice the parallel then between verses 14 and 15. So 14, we had a kathos, hutos, henna. Now we get a hutos, hoste, henna. And the henna clause is essentially the same from verse 15 now to verse 16. Ugar apestelen ha theos ton huion es ton kosmon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For God did not send his son into the world. Apestelen, from apostello, to send. Hina krine ton kosmon. To judge the world. So hina there is, that's expressing a purpose. Al hina sothe ha kosmos diautu. But that the world might be saved through him. So sophe there, aorist passive, subjunctive, but so the world might be saved through him. Ha pistuon eisauton u krinitai. Right. Whoever believes in him, or the one who believes in him, is not judged. So krinitai, krino is the verb, krino is the active, but etai is a middle or passive ending. So krinitai would be the third singular passive, is not judged. Hade me pistuon ede kekritai. Now ede, I don't know if you remember ede.
Already.
Yeah, already. You know that just, well, you know that from the English, yeah. But ede is already, yeah. The one who does not believe is already judged. And now the kekritai is a perfect. So the actions happened in the past with ongoing results into the present. Hoti me pepistuken eis ta anima tu monogenus huyu tu theu. So hoti, now we get the because, the explanation. Okay, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Me pepistuken, another perfect. Haute de estin he chrysis. Now, chrysis, you might have to guess at, but this is the noun that's related to krino, so this is the judgment. This is the judgment. Hoti tophos eleluthen eston kosmon, and eleluthen there, we're told, is the perfect of erkamai. Okay, that the light has come into the world, i.e. eleluthen, it came in the past, but it's still in the world. It has this ongoing result in the world. Kai egapesan hoi anthropoi malon tak skotos e tophos. Egapesan, loved, so hoi anthropoi, the men, people loved, and then malon, do you remember malon? Malon and he, so rather than. Malon to skotos e tophos. Yeah, so we might, to keep that word over, we might say, rather the darkness than the light. So the A gives the other part of the rather. So this is the judgment. Now the judgment, the krisis, judgment for us in English is ambiguous. It's the act of judgment, or it's sort of the judgment that gets handed down by the judge, really in the sense of the verdict. So this is the verdict that the judge has handed down. The light has come into the world, but people loved the darkness instead of the light. Ein gar alton panera ta erga. For, yeah. Here the word order is a little different from what we might expect in English. Alton ta erga. So ta erga. Works. The works. Alton of them. So their works. Ein panera. They were. Ein is third singular imperfect. They were panera. Evil. For their works were evil. Pasgar ha faula. Faula, we're told there, is from phallos, meaning evil. Pasgar ha faula prason. Prason is to do, to practice for. Yeah, so ha prason is the one doing evil. So, because everyone doing evil, misse tafos. Misse, have a guess at that? Hate, right. So we have misanthropy, right? A misanthropist in English is somebody who hates people. Misse tafos, hates the light. Kai uk erketai pros tafos, and does not come to the light. Hiname elenkthe ta erga autu. Now, elenkthe there. Eight, we're told, elenko, expose, theta eta ending, passive, eris passive. Notice the iota subscript, eta with the iota subscript. That's subjunctive, as we would expect with the hina. Hina me elenkthe, so elenkthe as a passive, be exposed. So you might say hiname elenkthe ta ergatu, so that his works might be exposed. Well, so he does not come to the light so that his works might not be exposed, or hiname we would really translate as lest his works be exposed. This is why he doesn't want to come into the light. He doesn't want his works to be exposed. Ha de poion ten elethean erketai pros tafos. Yep, he who does the truth comes to the light. Hina phanerothe autu ta erga. Mm-hmm. So that his works might be revealed. Phanerothe. Hoti en theo estin ergasmena. Ergasmena, we're told, ergatsomai to do. The one who does the truth comes to the light, so that his works might be revealed. Well, what are his works? His works that estin ergasmena, that are being worked. So ergasmena is a participle, neuter plural, agreeing with the ta erga. The works that are being done, that are being worked or brought about, en theo. In God, with the sense of "en" there being, we might say, an instrumental use of it through God, or sort of in the whole arena of God. So it's really this idea that God is at work in him to bring about these works. And Dobson there notes "en theo" through God by his help. This use of "en" is perhaps a Hebraism, and he notes Psalm 18:29. So, that's the context of John 3:16. Right. Let's see how that fits into that whole flow of that argument, verses 13 through 21. Okay, that ends us here. We don't have time to look at section 8, which asks you to evaluate the translations, the different English translations, what they did with that last verse. It's a little difficult for us to really know how to render it into English. Let me quickly run through, we should just very quickly look at that. Notice how the translators have handled the Hebraism, en theo, Also that in the opening of the verse, hapoyon, the person doing, the one doing, is common gender. We shouldn't just restrict it to a male. And so several translators now use a plural in translation, since they is common gender. So a New Jerusalem Bible, so that what he is doing may plainly appear as done in God. New RSV, may clearly be seen that their deeds have been done in God. JBP, this is J.B. Phillips, to make it plain that all he has done has been done through God. New Living Translation, so everyone can see what they are doing, that they are doing what God wants. Good News Bible, in order that the light may be may show that what they did was in obedience to God. In a Revised English Bible, so it may be clearly seen that God is in all they do. Which of these seem to be paraphrases rather than translations? And do any of them seem to reflect accurately what is said in the Greek text? So this is Okay, next week we'll move on and look at the review the accusative case, look at that more thoroughly, and look at prepositions that take the accusative.